Community Cats podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we're speaking with Jennifer Smith. Jennifer is with Easy Pet Fence. EasyPetFence.com is an e-commerce store that cares about the outdoor safety and wellness of animals, which is why they only offer humane pet fences for dogs, cats, and even backyard chickens. With an easy-to-install pet enclosure from Easy Pet Fence, pet owners have the peace of mind knowing that their domestic pets are securely surrounded by a fence that is made from the best fence materials on today's market, complete with quality fence parts. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So it's all about cat fencing today, specifically. So that's what the show is all about. I first wanted to ask you some questions about how you got interested in working with a company that focuses on animal fencing systems. And then tell us a little bit about the background of the Easy Pet Fence Company.
Sure. Well, I grew up with cats. I'm a cat person myself. My very first pet was an outdoor cat named Kathy that I befriended. And I was about 7 years old and I just fell in love with this cat. We just had this bond. So I wanted to work with a company that cared about the wellness of animals and didn't focus on inhumane actions of animals, didn't focus on anything inhumane as far as the care and well-being. So I found EasyPetFence.com through Trident Enterprises. Trident Enterprises is the parent company of EasyPetFence.com. Trident started in 1984 as an electric fence installation company to keep out deer and rodents from gardens. And in the 1990s, it moved away from the fence installation side of the business to focus on wholesale poly and metal garden fences for nurseries and for the average homeowner who wants to keep out deer from their gardens. And after some time, because of the success of the deer fencing, they started Easy Pet Fence, among other brands. And Easy Pet Fence did start in 2011. Again, it only focuses on humane cat fences, and they are quite surprising for the average cat owner that may not know that there is a cat fence on the market.
So it says that this is a self-install type system. So if I was interested in having a cat fence, maybe we should take a step back and ask the question, why is it good to fence our cats in? Some people would say it's obvious. There's a huge movement from various places that we have our cats indoor only the whole time. So why is it good for us to fence our cats in? Is it sort of the best of both worlds, maybe?
I think, as with humans, we can't just stay in one spot. We need fresh air. We need a safe place to stretch our legs. And with an EasyPetFence.com cat fence, these cats are able to walk around the backyard safely without having to worry about being attacked by birds or wildlife. And for the pet owner, we're able to have the peace of mind knowing that our cats are safe in the backyard because of these cat fences. Many pet owners do not really realize that both cats and dogs need a minimum of 30 minutes of daily activity to stay fit. And this is especially important as the cat ages. So with a cat fence, the cats can exercise, they can get fresh air, explore new terrain, and they can socialize with other pets safely in the backyard.
So we've seen a lot in the press about catios and a lot of different pictures of you know, strange and unique and exciting catios and more simple catios. I think of those as structures that kind of hook off of the house and are usually pretty small, maybe like 6 by 8 feet, not anything huge. How does the cat fence system compare to that? Is it something also where you like open your back door, you let your cat out? Or is it something where you have to put your cat in a carrier, bring your cat to sort of like a playground or play area? How have they been structured?
The easypetfence.com cat fences sort of integrate both worlds of a catio and an outdoor fence. And so you can purchase a cat fence enclosure called the Kitty Corral, and it doesn't necessarily attach to the walls of your house, but it creates this reliable outdoor play area for the cats. Whereas a catio may be a smaller area, as you said, this gives the cat the freedom to roam around the backyard as many acres as you have. And I think with a catio, you only have that small space to work with. But for a pet owner who may have an already existing fence and they may want to expand the area, we also offer a cat containment kit, which will expand off of your already existing structure. So with our fences, it combines both worlds of an already existing cat fence and an outdoor play area.
And for folks that are considering this for their own cats in their house, what are we looking at for sort of estimated costs?
A pet owner could purchase a cat fence from easypetfence.com for a couple $100, anywhere between $600 to, say, $1,500.
So then the larger versions are the 600 to...
That would be for about a 7.5 foot fence.
And then the lower costs are for a smaller area?
That would be for about a 6 foot fence. You could get an easypetfence.com cat fence for about $600.
But then you need to either install it yourself and then or hire somebody to install it locally.
Right. And that is the unique thing about our cat fencing systems, that they can be done without the help of a professional installer. All of the instructions are available on easypetfence.com, as well as our YouTube channel on easypetfence.com. And if by chance you need the help of an installer, we can recommend one in your area.
Kitten season is upon us, and do we have a webinar for you? Listen and chat with Hannah Shaw, the Kitten Lady, on Saturday, June 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and learn everything you need to know about saving kittens' lives. She'll be talking all about kittens and bottle babies, too. This webinar will cover the ins and outs of kittens, including an overview of issues impacting cats and kittens, how to set up your home, manage your time, and make fostering fun, how to properly feed, clean, and provide basic medical care to a kitten, how to get involved in your local community. To sign up, go to www.communitycatspodcast.com and click on the link on the homepage to sign up. We'll see you then. The Community Cats Podcast will soon be a year old, with over 200 episodes profiling amazing people who are all making a difference in the lives of community cats. If you would like to support the show, but not be a sponsor, feel free to contribute to our efforts by going to www.communitycatspodcast.com and follow the donate link. Help us to continue to provide excellent programming. So I had the opportunity of running a sanctuary for quite a few years, and we had a large fencing system, and I'm gonna do a sort of test the fence on air with you right now, Jennifer, so I'm putting you on the hot spot. So some of the challenges that we ran into were in terms of for preventing escape, because escape is the main issue. We don't want our cats escaping. It was above and below. So below is digging, and cats can dig down and underneath the dirt. Do you have recommendations for how far down you should go, down into the ground?
Well, First of all, our cat fences are unique that they're made of two types of fence materials. They're made of a poly material, which is a thick plastic material, and the bottoms are made from a welded wire construction. And the idea is that this is a reliable cat fence system. The cat is not going to be able to get out in any way. The fence is made from a poly material that gently sways. And so if the cat is adventurous enough and they want to try to climb out, they will most likely be a little skittish and jump back down. But if the cat does attempt to crawl up the fence, they will be stopped by a top, which is made from a poly fence material. And the poly material is meant to keep the cat in, but it's also acts as a bird and wildlife control, that nothing will be able to attack the cat from the top. As far as the bottom is made from a welded wire fence. It is chew-proof, it is rust-proof, and it guarantees that the cat will not be able to crawl out of the bottom.
So that's interesting, because I know it's been, those have been a big challenge in our thoughts with regards to the sanctuary. I will just put this in, and this has nothing to do with the fencing system, but for folks to think about, we were also had our sanctuary in a very wooded area. So we had trees within the sanctuary space, as well as trees on the outside. And cats will climb those trees, and cats will jump over the fence and jump into the other trees. So similar to the squirrels. And so it's just another thing when folks are planning their outside fence structures. If you have a big, wide backyard with no trees nearby, that's great. But just something to think about if you are putting a fencing system around an area that does have trees, you need to sort of think about that concept also. So if an organization was thinking about installing this system in, say, a new shelter or else a sanctuary, I would assume it would be all similar, even if you're going to a larger scale, say something that would be like 100 feet deep and 50 feet wide or something like that. It would just be, everything would be scaled up.
Yes, our cat fences can handle any size yard or any size sanctuary or rescue center that needs our help. And our customer service team on easypetfence.com can customize a package that works best for your organization.
Have you worked with any nonprofits at all in doing any installations that you know of at this time?
We've worked with a local Franklin County, Pennsylvania, humane societies and rescue centers such as Antietam Humane Society right here in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. And on a national level, we have worked with the Humane Society of America.
And we were talking earlier in our pre-show that it is June and it's Adopt-a-Cat month. So if you are adopting a cat, or if you're celebrating the fact that you've adopted a cat, a nice gift going into the summertime is installing an easy pet fence system. And I will say also, from the standpoint of this show, there are other cat fencing systems out there that folks should be willing to check out. But it sounds like, obviously, you know, you're promoting one system, but there are some other pet systems out there to look at. And certainly plenty of different types of catios out there that you can look at. But this is, it's a nice model, and it's something to consider when we are looking at a nice summer after a long winter. This is a nice opportunity to get our cats outside. Jennifer, I want to ask you one other quick topic and question too. With the cats going outside, now we're looking at ticks and fleas and those issues. So when we are having our cats go outside, we have to then begin the thought process on treating those cats.
Yes. Well, first of all, May was Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and just because that is over doesn't mean that we shouldn't look ahead. The summertime is when ticks are most active. They come mainly after a warm-blooded mammal, which is going to be a human or a pet. And it is important for the pet owner that they check not only themselves for ticks after long periods of outdoor exercise, but also checking their cats. And what they need to do for tick awareness is check around the ears check around the legs, and just do a comb and a sort of touch and feel of your cat and make sure they don't have a tick on them. It is very dangerous. It's very scary, and it can be prevented. There are tick tools available on easypetfence.com, and there are ways to avoid Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, among other tick-borne illnesses.
And you, being a deer fencing company, are probably well-versed in tick issues.
We are. We are. And it is very important if anyone is interested in getting a deer fence for their garden or backyard as well. They can visit deerbusters.com, which is under Trident Enterprises leadership. All of the information on Deer Busters is centered around how to prevent deer from entering gardens and how to stop a tick from attacking us and also our pets.
And how does the fencing system handle? I'm in Vermont, so my questions always revolve around wind and snow.
Mm-hmm. The fences are PVC coated, first of all, so they will not rust or corrode with the elements. If snow is a factor, the fences will stay strong for 20 to 30 years in the field, even if snow is covered on top of them. So overall, these are safe, reliable fences.
And one thing we didn't touch upon, and it's something that maybe you haven't even thought of, but even in our areas where suburban, urban areas, oftentimes our community cats are thought to be nuisance cats for some folks in the community. People don't want cats sitting on their cars. People don't want cats going into their gardens. So is there... This is a two-pronged question. One question is, if there's someone who's feeding community cats and say one neighbor doesn't want that cat in their yard, and for whatever reason they cannot keep the cats out of that yard, then the feeder could install this cat system and contain the colony within their backyard, which is not an ideal solution, but yet it's a solution. But then also, in contrast, could that person that doesn't want the cats in their backyard, is there any way to use this fencing to prevent cats from coming into their backyard?
Yes. The cat fence on easypetfence.com can be used for both keeping out cats, but also keeping in cats. It can also be used to keep dogs in the fence as well, and to keep cats away from potentially hurting dogs. We do encourage animal lovers to reduce the homeless cat population by implementing a trap, neuter, release, return program for feral cats. And they can use the kitty corral for their program if they're interested. And we do encourage cat lovers to adopt a cat from a local no-kill animal shelter or an animal rescue in their area.
That's great. That's excellent. Jennifer, if folks are interested in finding out more about the Easy Pet Fencing System, how would they do that?
Cat owners should go on easypetfence.com to look over our cat fences. We ship anywhere in North America and offer free shipping over $99 for most systems. They can like us on Facebook on Easy Pet Fence, and they can see real customer photos on our Easy Pet Fence Instagram.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
June is Adopt a Cat Month, and we encourage cat lovers to go out there and adopt a cat, whether it's a kitten or a senior cat. Please don't say no to older cats. And now is the time to get a reliable cat system from easypetfence.com.
I think that's great. And I'll put a secondary plug too, is I'm a big fan of having folks adopt feline leukemia positive cats, and they would tremendously benefit from outdoor access when they're in an adoptive home. So they're a great special needs cat that would really appreciate having the ability to be able to be outside part of the time. So Jennifer, I'd like to thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on my show, and I hope we'll have you on in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you like the Community Cats podcast and would like to help promote Community Cats in your state, then we need you. We're looking for a couple of people from each state to be Community Cats ambassadors. What do you get by being an ambassador? You'll be mailed a promo kit of items to use to help promote the show at any event that you attend in your state. If you don't attend many events, hey, that's okay too. Do you have a network of people that love Community Cats? You can help with emailing groups in your state to let them know about the CCP and offer them the benefit of Community Cat swag. The more we can spread the word about the show, the more we can do to help cats across the country. Please email Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, at communitycatspodcast.com if you'd like to represent your state. Thank you.